What's going on, FA Nation? John Pemba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast and live stream recording here for Thursday's six-game main slate. James, another big performance last night from some top stars. You and I were talking just before we went live. It's almost as if Luka Doncic set the bar with his Tuesday performance there. Wednesday comes, we have Giannis go for 85 fantasy points. Kevin Durant, DeMar DeRozan go for over 70 fantasy points. Big-time performances all over the map. We saw, you know, Zion go for 45. You know, a bunch of guys went for 50 fantasy points here. Maybe that's what guys needed to see, right? They just need to see the best players go off, and we'll see the end of some down performances from these star plays.
Yeah, and we got some more stars, including Jason Tatum, Pascal Siakam, John Morant, LaMelo Ball on Thursday slate. So that trend could continue. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, like that trend could continue onto Thursday. And oh, by the way, that Luka Doncic guy is on Thursday slate as well. And before we hopped on, we were like, let's just mosey on over to DraftKings and look at Luka's price, probably like 13K, probably like 13. John, it didn't move.
They haven't touched it.
12,000. And it's not. We're not saying that 12,000 is like the equivalent of 6,000. It's not cheap. But, you know, the guy just went for the all-time record 110 fantasy points, and they did not move his price in a matchup against a team, John, that he scored 50 against 6 days ago. He scored 50.
Luka literally almost 10x'd a 12K price tag. I mean, that is wild.
Cheers. I got my cup. Cheers to you, Luka.
That is insane. And you're not wrong. We have some very top tier guys. I mean, Jason Tatum's gone for 60 plus in three of the last four. Pascal Siakam went for 76 fantasy points three games ago. So. Yes, this is going to be another spot here where I think, again, we'll see. Guys who saw what Luka did, you saw Twitter kind of going off. You saw a lot of these players commenting about, you know, Luka being the GOAT and all these things. And top-tier performances then coming out of some of these players here. So, we'll see if that trend can continue. Some tougher matchups. You know, Tatum's got to deal with the Clippers. Siakam's got Memphis here. But, again, Luka. Houston, went for 82 fantasy points against them three games ago. So what a run for Luka Doncic here. He's at home in this matchup as well. Top price guy. On a six-game slate, James, like, just given what he just did, is there any way you don't build a lineup around him? Like, just the the matchup, he just went for, like you said, 82. He just had the same exact matchup here.
Yeah, I mean, look. In cash games, you're not fading him. In single entries, he's going to be very popular. I could obviously see a scenario where you're building multiple lineups and you're fading him in a couple. You just mentioned Siakam has 70 plus upside. We've seen Jason Tatum go for 60 like every other game at this point. We don't know the health of the Knicks. Like, we could just spend up on Julius Randle as like a top priority spend, you know. There's a lot of different directions we could go other than Luka. If you're building one lineup, don't fade him, you know, or, you know, if you want to throw away money, that's fine. That's cool too. It also is going to depend on like how much value we have, right? Like there's a lot of guys that are questionable today. Yep. Nobody's out, which is weird to see, but there are a lot of big names questionable. Halliburton's questionable, Van Vliet, Brunson, Oubre, Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell. So, like, if half of those guys are ruled out, it's going to be extremely easy to get Luka into our lineups. Yeah. If every single one of them play, it's like, well, where's the value? Because then that's the question we're going to have to figure out. I think a lot of people should and will build with Luka, but it also going to just depend on how the slate breaks. You don't want to have a Javon Carter light on your roster. You don't want to have players like that where you're just like plugging because they may play a bunch of minutes, but like they're going to take three shots and not do anything else while they're on the floor.
We talk about not playing low floor guys. I felt that pain last night with Austin Reeves, his 1.5 fantasy points. Those are the risks you take when you play these sort of like fringy guys that, you know, need, you know, shots to fall and, You know, he's not, you know, he's in the rotation, but he can just as easily be out of the rotation as well. And he opened that game like 0 for 3 with 3 turnovers, and that was basically curtains for Austin Reaves last night. So
yeah, and like you said, it's like it's been a guy, he's been a guy specifically that's been playing around 30 minutes a night, no matter who's in, who's out. But when you're just ineffective and you're not a guy that's going to be able to like miss shots and keep shooting, you need your first couple to fall in order for your coach to trust you. It's tough. So, and we say this all the time, and I say this to people all the time in Discord. It's like, there are going to be players that have low floors that break out. Sure. I understand that. And John understands that. We understand that, but it's like more often than not, a guy who takes 5 shots a game is going to take 5 shots a game. Mm-hmm. There's always the outliers where they take 10 shots and they hit 6 of them and you're like, holy smokes, this is the best day ever. I hit on that day. Well, you know, Dorian Finney-Smith isn't going to take 10 shots every game. So, you know, just keep that in mind when building lineups. Yes, we want people that are going to play minutes, but I would rather play someone who plays 20 minutes and takes 15 shots or 10 shots and a guy who's going to play 30 minutes and take 6 shots, you know? So
no, we did get kind of gypped by TJ Warren last night. He played 26 minutes and took 5 shots after taking 10 plus the previous 4 games. Hard to take Durant. Shots when Kevin Durant is taking all of the shots.
and Kyrie just doing everything last night.
I'll still go back to TJ Warren. I don't care. Guys played 26 and 27 minutes back-to-back games. Like, absolutely. I'm in. That's a guy I'll believe in until he proves me wrong again, I guess. But let's look at this slate here again. Luka's up there. SGA against Charlotte. LaMelo Ball against OKC kind of going up against one another. That should be a pretty fun game to watch. You got John Morant against Toronto. We haven't generally liked playing guys against Toronto. They play slow. Generally a tough defensive matchup here. But what are your thoughts on the top guys here?
I mean, other than Luka, I think SGA is in a great spot. You know, my problem with him during that, like, 2-week span was that he wasn't doing other things, but now he's doing everything again. And the matchup does not get better than Charlotte. I mean, 8 assists, 6 assists, 3 assists, 6 assists, 5 assists, 7 assists his last 6 games.
Another guy coming up from a 73 fantasy point game a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just insane. Yeah, so 10-1 doesn't feel too expensive. Ja Morant, I don't think people play Ja Morant. Like, I still think that people – I don't know what the perception of Ja Morant is to, like, the public, but he's incredible. It's so weird. He has these, like, big games that you're like, what could have been if not for a blowout all the time. Like, 50, he had 50 fantasy points, 34 actual. Yes, he didn't shoot great. But he only played 31 minutes. They took their starters off the floor halfway through the fourth. More than that, like, what could have been for Ja in a more competitive setting? And that feels like Toronto's in a better spot now that they're healthy. They got Siakam back. They look better. So I like Ja. LaMelo's, I think, a top-tier play.
Yeah.
Missed a lot of shots and was in foul trouble again.
Yeah, I was going to say, the usual story for LaMelo, but again, we love the shot. 25, 26, love 22, it. 26. I mean,
this is the Rozier shot attempts when LaMelo was out, right?
Yeah.
This is like exactly what we were looking at.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I'm willing to ride it back because he can give you that triple-double. He gave you 63 against the Clips a handful of nights ago. So, and under 10K, again, good kind of price there for LaMelo Ball. Where are you? We're probably out on a Halliburton. I mean, he's questionable anyways, but Cleveland's a really tough spot for.
Yeah, no thanks.
I agree with you. Can be out on there. KPJ opposite of Dallas. Any interest?
He's been very good lately. Just a pretty tough spot. Like, his one down game, coincidentally, in the last 4 was against Dallas. 5 for 13 shooting. They play slow. They're very good defensively. Yes, they're missing Dorian Finney-Smith, so that's, you know.
He did have a 50 fantasy point game against Dallas in Dallas back in it was like the 5th game of the season. So obviously a lot of games have happened in between then. 17, 11, 8, 3 steals also in that game. 3 blocks rather in that game, also aiding towards the production there.
Yeah, tournaments. I mean, he's been playing tournaments, and I don't know if you intentionally skipped over Garland, but. We got the Garland nuke last game.
I just don't know. I, you can always just throw him in a lineup, but he's like not a core play for me. Because
no, he's not. But he has like nuke the slate ability.
Yeah. He went for 56 against Dallas a few weeks ago. 65. Listen, it's funny. We talked about it that night at $7,700. Like, all right, the price tag's coming down. I'm like, it's getting to a range where like we're comfortable playing Darius Garland because he can give you 35 fantasy points and it's around 5x, and then boom, he goes 14 of 20 shooting, yep, and he gives you 65, and then they actually upped his price to 8k. We can't get a Luka price bump, but we can get a Darius Garland price bump here. So listen, again, I still think it's a little bit too high. He's probably like a fringy cash play for me.
Okay. I think the matchup is nuke potential again.
Sure.
But again, it hasn't happened like multiple games in a row, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, he's been outplaying Mitchell the last couple nights, so we'll see. I agree with you there. Mid tier guys, which ones are popping off to you here?
I mean, Brunson's going to be probably one of the more popular plays in the slate if he plays.
Yeah.
No RJ Barrett. Mid tier pricing for no reason. Like, Brunson should probably be closer to 8K. He actually leads the Knicks in usage rate without RJ Barrett ahead of Julius Randle. Slight, very close. And he averages 1.2 fantasy points per minute. So if Jalen Brunson plays, one of my favorite plays is slate.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm being like too bold about that, because I think the Knicks are going to be very, very popular just across the board. Thibodeau played, I mean, the minutes in that last game were just, in the Luka game, were just insane. I mean, Miles McBride played 48 minutes. Quentin Grimes played 50 minutes.
Quentin played 51. So
yeah, it's so like, depending on the Brunson status, best matchup on the board by far, best price on the board. But again, going to be very chalky. I think Spencer Dinwiddie is definitely interesting. Very up and down player, like very, very up and down. Love the minutes lately. Love the minutes. 37 plus minutes in 5 straight games. And I understand there was overtime involved in the Knicks game. Wasn't overtime on Christmas Day when he played 40 minutes. Just didn't make any shots. And we know he can be the secondary scorer. I know Christian Wood entered the starting lineup, and he's been good. And Hardaway's been good since he entered the starting lineup. Weird that they are using the rest players in their starting lineup these days. But
they're winning games. What are that?
And they're winning. It's crazy, Jason Kidd. But yeah, I mean, I think Dinwiddie could be a play. And then I think on the flip side of the Knicks game, Trey Jones, whether Vassell or Keldon Johnson are on or off the floor, has been pretty great.
Yeah.
And what could be if both those guys sit, both listed questionable?
Yeah. No, Trey Jones, a good spot at 59. Again, quickly played 51 minutes in the overtime game, but
insane.
He's going to play a lot of minutes with Barrett out of the lineup.
Barrett, yeah. So that was my when I was setting the projections off front.
Because they're already playing Grimes, right? Grimes is already in the starting lineup. Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Quickley and McBride, right? Yeah. Like, they're going to have the four-man rotation at guard where it's like Brunson, Quickley, McBride, Grimes.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. That's probably it. Maybe a splash of Cam Reddish in there.
Yeah.
Or a splash of D-Rose. Like, is that
one of the two? Quickley had 15 assists in that game.
Quickley's great. This isn't me like poo-pooing Quickley.
No, I know. I just think it's wild. Like, some of the, I mean, he has a game with 16 rebounds. Now he has a game with 15 assists.
Yeah, and during the 15 assists, he is 5 of 21 from the floor.
Yeah.
But 21 shots. I mean, no Brunson. If there's no Brunson or Barrett, lock and load core play. Because
dude, Quickley's not afraid to shoot. We've talked about that before. Guy gets on the floor, looks for his offense. So yep. I'm definitely a fan of him there.
The best clip ever is when he had that wide open layup and he did like 3 step backs to get to the 3-point line from last year.
Yeah, then didn't he immediately get taken off the floor?
Immediately taken off the floor. Yeah. He did like that, like he did like 3 hardened step backs after having a wide open layup. Hilarious.
Yep. If guys are out for Spurs, Josh Richardson probably. I know you mentioned Branham the other day, 23 minutes for him. I trust Richardson a little bit more if he's out there.
He played minutes, and he played. That was only McDermott was the only one out, and he played all those minutes. So
and then you mentioned McBride. He's $3,200. So played 46 46 minutes. So
very low floor.
Very low floor. He played 46 minutes, only 21 fantasy points. So
very low floor.
If Halliburton's out, would you play $3,100 TJ McConnell against Cleveland?
Yep, I would.
Okay.
Also, we should mention Nembhard. Sure. Who, remember when?
Yeah, he was balling.
They were out. Nembhard was Steph Curry against Steph Curry.
McConnell 31. Wasn't playing during that either, right? Like he was.
No, I don't think he was. Yeah. I don't think he was. But still, like, still.
Remember, I had a 64 fantasy point game. So the NBA is wild.
Dude. This is the talent pool, right? Like that just goes to show you these guys who are the eighth player on a roster or whatever are when they give it. KJ Martin end of year is Shaquille O'Neal.
Right. Shooting guard Jaylen Brown here, $9,100. He and Jason Tatum both went for big numbers the other day. He scored 39 actual against Houston, but unfortunately, one rebound, two assists, just three steals. So he only had 51 fantasy points, despite having 39 actual points scored.
It's an aberration, though. I mean, seven rebounds a game on the year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he gave you his general average stat line with the 39 points, he went for 70, right?
So, do you think that's any correlation to Rob Will getting a bump?
Yeah, I mean, he only played what 22 minutes though. I mean, it wasn't crazy in that game.
Yeah, but I think didn't he have a double double in that game? 15 rebounds.
Yeah. No, definitely gonna matter. This is an interesting spot because the Celtics lost to the Clippers in LA. On their West Coast swing. So a little bit of a redemption opportunity for them here. Plus George and Leonard, you know, tough matchups.
True,
for,
both healthy, yeah. So. Yeah.
Where else you going, top shooting guard?
Look, Donovan Mitchell's been bad, but, like, the matchup is so good. He went for 41 actual against them earlier in the year, 52 fantasy points. The price continues to, I think, sit pretty comfortably. I could see myself getting to Donovan Mitchell if I'm building fair and balanced. I think it would be hard if you're playing Luka to get Luka and Mitchell. Like, I think that's not, like, the best pairing. But if you're fading Luka, I think Mitchell's fine for a fair and balanced lineup. Paul George, you know, we're seeing the remnants of Kawhi's presence, I think, with Paul George. 42 fantasy points last game. And I think we're going to see that a lot more often than we see the 60s. Don't love Rozier. Even with Oubre out, like, the shot attempts were there, but there was really nothing else. LaMelo just really dominates the ball, and Plumlee's on the glass, and Hayward's back to playing a bunch of minutes.
Yep.
I don't love, like, Bane, I think, is too expensive for the minutes that he's playing. And granted, we don't know if he wouldn't play 30 minutes those first two games, their first three. He's been in a blowout all three games that he's played. So, like, maybe he would be playing 30 minutes.
He's just not hitting his shots.
But he's not making any shots. And then, Spurs-Knicks just going to be chalk central. If Vassell plays and, like, Keldon were to sit, I love Devin Vassell. Yeah. I think Devin Vassell would be one of the best places to sit.
I thought for sure Keldon was going to sit last game, and they didn't. Same. He played. Same. So
you cannot trust the Spurs. Mm-hmm.
They were on a back-to-back. 6:30. Everybody was listed questionable, and they were on a back-to-back, and Pop played them all. So
until we know the starting lineup, anything is, like, until literally
on the floor, I'm not trusting it.
True.
The tip-offs there, I'm not
trusting. True. And then he's gonna run off the floor. His shoe's gonna break, and then he's gonna be like, I twisted my ankle while I was tying my shoe. It's like, oh, Pop, okay, dude, no problem.
Jalen Green's been playing pretty well. Again, we talk about him a lot. Again, Dallas, not the greatest of matchups, but Green's, you know, went for 40 against them, so tournaments. Yep. Quentin Grimes is 5,600, man. I mean, 48 fantasy points, 33 actual, $500 bump. You know, he's generally been sitting in that mid-20s range. I don't think we can trust him to take 25 shots again.
No.
So, I don't know. Feels too expensive for me.
I mean, he's taking double-digit shot attempts in 5 games. 6 games total, 5 games prior. Like, maybe it's the RJ Barrett effect, right? Maybe there's no Barrett. You know what? How about this? It's probably a play if Brunson is also out because they just need him to shoot.
Yeah. He could certainly take more shots with Barrett off the floor. Just, you know, that was such a – it was a double the shot attempts we're used to seeing him take there. Any other value, I guess, guards for you? Shooting guards, 5K under?
Hardaway feels a little too expensive, 58. Dylan Brooks looks awful. with Desmond Bane back and just looks awful in general. Gary Trent looked really good. I think Trent would be interesting if
Van Vliet sits.
Van Vliet sits. Yeah, 4,900 is a pretty good price. We know how quickly he can fill it up. Derek White's still playing a bunch of minutes, still 30, 30, 33 the last three games. You know, 24, 25, 32 fantasy points.
It's weird because against the Clippers, he only played 15 minutes in that game, you know.
Yeah, the Celtic guards are just like a stay away because you don't know when it's going to be a Brogdon night anymore. You don't know when it's going to be a White night.
You know, you don't know
outside of Smart. Like you mentioned, Malachi Branham, if anyone's out for San Antonio. Other than that, you mentioned Miles McBride.
Yeah, Radish only played 9 minutes in that game, so.
They hate him. No, I don't even think I don't think he's played since like beginning December.
Oh, was that not even that game? I was like, 12-3. Yeah, he didn't even get on the floor. Yeah, that's rough. Rough look for Cam Reddish, who's starting and playing 30 minutes for like a month, and now he's just completely.
They need to trade him. They need to trade him.
Small forward, JT here at 10-3, 16-3 the last four. Does have that Paul George, Kawhi Leonard matchup, so could be tough guarding up against them. Same, like we've been loving Kawhi Leonard at 78. Yep. You went for 47 fantasy points in that game against Boston. Do you play Leonard here against the Celtics?
Yeah, man. He just didn't shoot the ball well last time out. And I was sad because I had him at 5% ownership. Played the most minutes he's played all year. Had great numbers peripherally. 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Imagine you get like 20-something points from Kawhi like he has done his whole career. I mean, talking 50 fantasy points. So, I think, again, Kawhi's a 9K plus player, mid 9Ks, low 10s when he's like going at his peak. No reason not to think that he can't continuously put up 6, 7, 8X numbers at this price. I don't think there's going to be many slates moving forward that he takes 12 shots a game. I know he's done it in 2 of 3, but I think he's much better than that. And we saw it a couple games against Philly. Couple games ago against Philly where he scored 28. We saw it against Boston already. I love Kawhi under 8K. Oh, I'm going to say every slate, Kawhi under 8K is too cheap.
Well, it's gotten into Scottie Barnes the last two games. 48 and 48 fantasy points. 25 and 10, 17, 12 and 8.
And his price is going down. I don't know. He is the most unreliable fantasy asset I think I've ever seen.
If Van Vliet's out, he plays point guard though, right?
Yeah, probably. They've been playing Malachi Flynn a bunch.
Okay.
So he's been playing, I think, 24 plus minutes like every game. Not a lot of fantasy value, and that's why I didn't mention him.
Yeah.
At least he hasn't flashed it of late. But Barnes could see himself handling the ball. I don't know. It's cheaper than we've seen him in a while, and that's definitely a consideration. The rebounds are nice. We know he's a good passer, and it's nice to see him contributing on the defensive end because that's what he was drafted as. He was drafted as a defensive stalwart. I could get behind Scottie Barnes and OG. I think they're both in the same light. They're both solid tournament plays, especially if Van Vliet's out.
Okay. If Oubre's out, Hayward at 6K is pretty nice.
Yeah, not a lot of – just LaMelo. Look at this LaMelo effect.
Oh, I know.
It's the LaMelo effect through and through. Like, this guy, Hayward's a very good passer. Not really contributing. I mean, doing fine in the passing game. Very good scorer. Not really scoring, you know. So you're right. It is. It should be a bump without Oubre.
Let's see. You can always throw Hardaway in there for against Houston, just kind of as a guy that can score there. Anything on Dort or Jalen Williams for you?
I mean, Jalen Williams broke the slate the other day. Yep. And he was in every winning lineup I saw.
$4,500 went for 36 fantasy points.
Yeah, and you've been mentioning it. Like
I have, yeah.
The shot attempts are pretty consistent right now. The minutes are consistent. Dort played 20 minutes last game, and so very hard to trust again. I'm telling you right now, I think moving forward, maybe every so often there's going to be like a Thunder value play that we like, especially with now Poku down. Their front court's going to be abysmal. Dude,
Muscala went for the double-double. You know?
Yeah, it's like, what do you trust there? Muscala's going to play 12 minutes tonight, and Bazley's going to play like 30, but I think really it's like SGA, Giddy, Williams for me.
Yeah.
Because they're just the three that are reliably are playing minutes. I mean, you have to go back to December 10th for the last time Jalen Williams didn't play 30 minutes and he played 29. Yeah. So he's been consistent with the minutes, the scoring's up. And if he's going to continue to rebound this way, he has a nice ceiling. So I'd get behind some Jalen Williams, especially because Charlotte stinks.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with you there. Value at this position for you?
I don't think it exists. If Eric Gordon were to sit, which it's injury maintenance, so...
We got a Jashaun Tate questionable to play today, by the way. Upgrade.
Ugh, God.
Could be back. Jashaun Tate could be back.
That's a nightmare. Do you see value? Because, like, I'm struggling to find it. Kenrich is going to play 20 minutes because they just do that. But, again, I just talked about it very hard. You know what? If there's no Oubre, Jalen McDaniels, he played 26 minutes last game. 12-7 and 3, 26 sure. Fantasy points. He's okay. And you mentioned Josh Richardson earlier.
Yeah, but Norm's been good off the bench. He's just definitely a boom-bust play there.
I just don't know why he's so, like, he's like kind of too expensive, because I played him in Detroit thinking Detroit's the worst defensive unit in basketball. There was no Kawhi in that game, and he still only played 22 minutes. So is Tyronn Lue just going to settle Norm into 22 to 24 minutes?
I think they're
going to
keep him as their sixth man and go from there.
So, yeah, like he's very good at scoring in limited time, but if he doesn't score, I mean, he's cooked. So,
I'm with you. I'm with you. Power forward. Siakam, as we mentioned, not playing center anymore, right? They got him down there playing forward.
No, he started at center again.
They moved him
back,
figures. Of course they
started at center again.
Of course they did. Anyway, 68, 76, 52, 57. I mean, it's a mismatch, or is it not a mismatch, I guess, if Steven Adams is out there? Because we saw last year when Memphis played, who was it? Minnesota, was it? They just took Steven Adams off the floor, right?
They could just play Jaren Jackson or Brandon Clark,
because
he
couldn't defend the perimeter well. So, maybe Siakam's in a good spot here. I mean, he plays 40 minutes a night no matter what. So,
And he's staying out of foul trouble, knocks on wood.
Yeah.
He's been saying in foul trouble.
Randall, as you mentioned, he's 95. 52, 58, 58, 60. So he's definitely paying it off. And now no Barrett. So.
And maybe no Brunson. I mean, if there's no Brunson as well, like.
His assist upside probably goes up a little bit.
Yep. Every lineup in the world, okay? Every single lineup in the world is going
Randall
to start.
Randall versus San Antonio is your play. Huh? Yeah, that's true.
Every lineup in the world is going to start Luka, Quickly, Randall, and then probably Miles McBride as like a punt. That is like so every lineup
Luka
across the
and
planet.
Randall give you 47.5 a player. So
and then Quickly goes to 5. And then when you put Quickly, it's 47. Yeah. But then the McBride being 32, because then they just have to play McBride.
Yeah, it's like 5,200 probably if you use McBride.
5,100. So, like, I'm telling you right now, if Brunson is ruled out, those four players are in every lineup.
Yeah, just, probably.
That's the start of your cash build. That's the start of everyone's tournament build. I would honestly, just quickly, maybe, if Brunson's out, maybe consider Derrick Rose. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes, maybe. Maybe. Possibly.
Christian Wood revenge game against Houston here.
Christian Wood seems like a spiteful SOB, doesn't he? Even though he was very not revenge worthy last game, 2-for-6 against them. What did he do in that first match? We must have had a big game.
Probably came off the bench.
he took 22 shots in 31 minutes. He had 26, 8, 3, 1, 1, 45 fantasy points. So,
yeah.
We know it's in the bag.
Definitely doable there for sure. So you can always go Jackson in tournaments.
Oh, he's such a nightmare right now.
I know.
He is such a nightmare.
You can go. You can touch upon it. The other value play is going to be whoever is the front court play for OKC.
Yep. Probably.
It's got to be Bazley, right?
John, you say that. You say, dude, OKC could do anything. They could start SGA at center.
So they recall the Jalen Williams today, but I have to think that's just for depth, right? Like
you assuming anything, anyone assuming anything about the Thunder front court got it wrong. Even when they're full strength, even when there was an injury and there was a clear cut role for Poku, didn't matter. Didn't matter.
Muscala and Baisley split the time, I guess. They both played 21, 22 minutes in that game.
Yep. Sure did. I'm telling you, there is no clear-cut answer. Baisley's going to be popular. Guarantee it. We're going to look at ownership when we get it and it's going to say, oh, Darius Baisley, 40% owned on a six-game slate at 3K because the Thunder are down so many people. He's not even going to start. They're going to start like Amiuri, who they've started a couple times, is your Eugene Amiuri.
Yeah.
Not that he plays. He'll play like 21 minutes or whatever, but that's what's going to happen. So, there's obviously value there because there's no Pokuševski and there's no JRE, but...
Has Poku missed time this year? He has, right?
Yeah, Poku missed time earlier.
Who played when Poku was out? Assuming JRE was out as well.
I think JRE was... I feel like Jerry was in. We'll go to the game logs here. So he missed time on 11. He missed three games. A 10-point loss to the Knicks where Jerry played 21 minutes. Baisley played 18 minutes. Amiuri played 14 minutes. So.
What about on, let's see here, December 14th, Poku played 8 minutes in that game. Who got the run?
December 14th versus Miami. Poku played 8 minutes. Baisley played 30 minutes. He started and played 30. They did not play a deep rotation whatsoever. Aaron Wiggins and Isaiah Joe were the only ones off the bench that played more than 10 minutes. So that is a rare – that seems very rare. But Baisley did play 30. He had 12, 5, 2, 1, and 1.
If Baisley starts, I will trust
– yeah, he's going to be pretty popular.
Trust Baisley here.
Earlier in the year, as I continue to look, the other game Poku missed against Detroit, Jerry once again healthy, only played 15 minutes though. Osman Dang played 20. Baisley played 20. So Baisley's pretty much played 17 to 30 minutes with Poku limited or out. Those are a three game sample. Here's the final one. 14-point loss to Milwaukee. Baisley played 20 minutes. So Baisley's anywhere from 17 to 30 minutes when Pokuševski's been out. But also, Jerry's been in all those games.
Yeah.
And Jerry's been playing 15 minutes, so Baisley could be fine. He's 3K, right?
Yeah.
We just know, like you said, Muscala has 35 fantasy points last game. It's like if... I don't
know. Yep. And they called, called up Jalen Williams as well. He played... 12-17 was the last time he played a 15-minute stint against Memphis. And he had 17 fantasy points. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they move that rotation around. That is
great. I love it.
Sure.
I mean, at least we've pretty much settled in on what 20 minutes for Baisley
seems that
is
way.
Is like somewhere between 17 to 25. Like at 3K, that's more than fine.
Sure.
Jeremy Sochan, 48. I was
gonna say Sochan at 48. I play the 5.5 rebounds in the day against Utah. He gets 5. He goes for 9, 9, and 9 around it, man. Like that's just the life we have right now, right?
Yeah,
just,
that is the life we have right now. Yeah.
So, I don't know if I'd go his rebound prop tonight with Mitch Rob and Randall around him, but
yeah, no, and a out of foul trouble Mitch Rob these days, and yeah, like yeah. Randall just being a machine.
But Sochan's look good, dude.
Yes, he's looked like the lottery pick they took him as.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely. He's got the $4,800 price bump, big price bump there for him there. So, they've been playing Batum a lot of minutes. Yep. He's got Boston here. You know, Clark could be interesting if they don't play Adams a lot in this matchup.
Dude, he's just like the Brandon Clark, just like the volatility, but like the such high ceiling, such a low floor, just always in play.
Speaking of slate breakers, Jabari Smith against Dallas 3 nights going for 45 fantasy points.
5K too. Do you think Jayshon Tate would have any impact on Jabari Smith, or do you think Jabari Smith is just safe for like 28 plus minutes?
He might be safe. He had almost a double-double in that first game against him. 30 minutes, 10 points, 9 boards, 2 blocks. He was 3 of 10 shooting. So,
yeah, Dallas down probably their two best.
I don't see Houston, you know, taking minutes and a half away from their number 2 pick for Jayshon Tate. So
that's fair. Also, Dallas down their two best, like Finney Smith and Kleba are probably their two best interior defenders too. Yeah. So
yeah, I think Jabari is an interesting tournament play here tonight.
Agreed. I agree.
I got nothing else though.
I mean, it's always like, give me 20 minutes of K-Love and we can, you know, big things can happen.
Possibly.
But
29,
then 19 and 13 minutes. So like,
not great.
I would if playing multiple lineups, I would play Kevin.
Okay. Center spot, again, we've talked Siakam and Wood. Jaren Jackson talked about Miles Turner, Jared Allen. They run up against one another here. Allen did not have a good game against Turner the first time. 38 minutes, only 16 fantasy points. Turner against Cleveland had 28 fantasy points, so nothing great there. Şengün against Dallas went for 41. He went for 53 against Chicago, and then he goose-egged us here against Boston.
Dude, what the Like, it's just, we went into that, like, yes, I understand. I'm fully aware how good Boston can be. And, like, with Rob Williams, it's obviously game-changing interior defense. But, like, 3 shots in 22 minutes is just.
They didn't even try to score with him. They were just too afraid.
Paul Silas should be thrown in jail for giving him 22 minutes. Yeah. Like, he should be jailed. He's coming off, like, the best 3-game stretch of his career, and they're just like, you know what? Let's not play you tonight.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Tough spot, but a better spot against Christian Wood here. So.
Yep, sure.
Definitely go back. I always say Plumlee's in play, but I mean, like...
He's been good.
He's been really good. We don't know who's going to play center for the Thunder. Don't love the 4-shot attempts. You know, again, that's just the... He's never a high-volume shooter anyways, so...
No.
Maybe he gets a few more there. It'd be nice if he could hit some free throws as well. But steals in 4 straight. We know he can give you a couple of assists. He's definitely going to rebound the basketball. And this is a plus matchup for center. So I don't hate Plum Dog there at all there. And then Mitch Robb against San Antonio. He might be the number one center on the board today, truthfully. So
yep. Yeah, the Knicks are going to be so popular. Knicks are going to be so, so popular.
I mean, 45 and 47 fantasy points the last 2 games. The 45-pointer came against Philly and Embiid. So, obviously, the overtime game helped him get 36 minutes there, but still 20-16. I mean, dude, he's in the foul. Like you mentioned, the fouls. Hasn't had more than 3 fouls since December 11th. So,
yeah, that's impressive. It's been his... MO, that and on the inability to stay healthy have been like the two things just hurting him all the time. This tier from let's just say Plumlee, maybe we could throw Şengün in there, down is so interesting because Poeltl's minutes on the rise. Yeah. I don't hate the spot. Mitrov's been dominant.
Zubac
has been freaking crazy lately. He's been dominant. Zach Collins has been really good off the bench for San Antonio. We talked about Smith. We talked about Clark. And then you get to Rob Williams, and you're like, holy shit. If Rob Williams gets 24 minutes, he could go for 50.
Yeah.
I mean, who's to say he doesn't get 24 minutes here? Is the minutes
are...
I mean,
he played 22 against the Pacers, so it's within the range of possibility here. I think Rob Williams is probably a guy we're going to need to put in our lineup today just for some value. So...
Yep, especially because I think you're probably in like locks up with me with the Knicks. We're probably going to go Randle, and if we don't go Randle, we're definitely going Brunson.
Yeah, I mean, I already have Luka Randle, like, and I just plugged Rob Williams into our lineup. It's $4,800 a player. So.
Okay. And all right, Well, I don't think we need to really dip below. You can obviously, if you want to lose money, you can play Muscala. The Hornets, I will say, John, they took Mark Williams. I believe he was their first round pick this year.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And Nick Richards is still out. The Hornets play their backup center a lot. Mark Williams, 22 and 16 fantasy points the last two slates. You've talked about it all year. OKC's struggles. I know Charlotte is still the premier spot because Mason Plumlee's still alive. Yeah. But OKC, you've talked about a lot too. Like OKC's front court stinks. Mark Williams, 3,200.
Yeah, he's an interesting punt play. I guess like
if there's foul trouble for Plumlee,
I guess like I said, it's just so hard. I hate relying on the fact that Mark Williams could play 15 minutes and do nothing, right? Yep. Like that's
agreed. I agree.
I know I've seen some lineups in our Discord over the last couple of days there with Mark Williams because you know as like a punt play.
Nick Richards was playing like Nick Richards plays like a bunch of minutes.
Yeah.
Every night, and he's not there. So I you're right. You're 100% correct. Where
it's a low floor play.
Very low floor.
I would take whomever starts for OKC over Mark Williams, I think.
So. Okay, that's fair.
All right, so I got Luka Randall Williams at 4,800. I want to put Jabari in this lineup here at 5K.
I was going to say play Bazley, even though I'm very like...
I'll do Bazley. Bazley can go hesitant to Utah.
Hesitant to do so, but we don't have to worry about like 8:30 is the last game tonight, John. Oh, glorious. It'll be done before Thursday Night Football.
Yep, that's true. All right, so with Luka, Randall, Rob Will, Jabari Smith, Darius Bazley, that's $5,400 a player for a shooting guard, a small forward, and a guard here. And you wanted quickly.
I think quickly is going to play.
Well, we both want quickly, I should say. So
quickly is going to play regardless,
not just
right?
To throw that on you. Yeah. So $5,600 small forward and a guard. Did you want to go McBride?
No.
Okay.
Jalen Williams is 5K.
I'll do Jalen Williams. We like him. We like Jalen.
And then
Williams.
That gives us
$6,200 guard.
$6,200 guard. Trey Jones. Jones? Yeah, yep. Trey we're Jones. Lockstep right
or
there.
Or are we just Quentin Grimes and run four stack? No, Trey Jones is good. All right, that's it. Luka quickly. Jalen Williams. Julius Randle, Rob Williams, Trey Jones, Jabari Smith, Darius Bazley. Gives you $300 left over. If you wanted to play Mark Williams, you could over Bazley. Got the cash to do it there. Playbook today, I believe Ray Kuhn, I think, is on the playbook for Thursday slate. Could be wrong. Could be Kirksey. Could be Dylan. I know it's not me or you. What I know.
Not me.
So one of those three will be on the playbook here today. We'll be in the Discord, though, if you have any questions. And we will catch you guys later.